What it do?
I'm excited this episode.
I bet. It's your prompt this time.
I'm excited. Hey, y'all.
Is this something I need to know?
No, I'm just excited because I that's how I know I'm passionate about what I am. That's how I know I'm passionate about what I am doing, because I am, I get excited about it. I get giddy, right? So that's how I know. Yeah, This is it.
Y'all, she gets sleepy. You know, it'd be late, you know, when our episodes be releasing, she'd be in the bed by 6 o'clock.
Okay.
On a normal day.
Okay.
You know what's the truth.
But let me tell you, I've been like that since I was a child, right? And my mom, I used to be in bed before 9, okay? And I used to hate it, but baby, I love it now. I appreciate it. And I appreciate her. Cause I'll be amped and ready to go in the morning. Like, hey y'all, how you doing? Everybody around me be like,
Look, now, she said good morning. I say good afternoon.
Okay. Yeah. So 12 o'clock when I'm ready to take a nap, everybody like, good morning. Morning was hours ago. I'm on lunch. What y'all talking about? Like, what we doing?
I'm done. So what's been going on since the last week? What's new?
Life, you know, season 2 of this, you know, this amazing podcast with you, Pam. Just grateful, man, you know, shameless plug, just grateful about life in general and just being here and breathing. So many celebrities have died in 2025. Every time you like once a week, we hearing about somebody dying, you know, Val Kilmer. He was the worst Batman, in my opinion, but that's a whole nother story. Shout out to him. You know, he died and that was crazy. I didn't even know he had like throat cancer and all that stuff. And he had a AI thing that was helping him talk.
Wow.
I guess that's for me. That's why I am so big now on intentional living, because I saw the casket close on somebody that I just talked to, you know? So it's like, we really have to be mindful of the, in my coach Arthur Nikki Nicole voice, the 24 hours that we get, because we don't know, man. We don't know. So that's why that's why I play on these episodes. Sometimes I like to keep it light, because we might be the only joy that people get for the week or the day. So I'm just grateful, man. How are you?
She be keeping up with all these celebrities and stuff. I'd be like, she'd be like, you know, so and so that. No.
And I posted too, like I'm TMZ or somebody. Yeah, I was like, child, listen.
She be serious about it too.
The people need to know, okay?
And when Angie Stone passed away, she RIP.
Ain't no more sunshine in this cloud. I'm like, what's going on?
Said this. She keeps up.
But that was crazy though, because she was just like, she just did a show, and she was on her way to another show. I don't think people really realize how life be just snatched.
No, they don't. That's why they do what they want to do. They be around here
literally plans. We were just talking about plans and making plans. She had a goal to go to this show and she never made it. So, you know, but at least she could say she lived her dream. She accomplished some things that she set out to do. You know what I mean? So when she did pass away, she did leave a legacy behind, and that's something that we have to be mindful of. Like, what are we leaving behind? If we were to die right now, God forbid, and this was our last episode, have we left enough behind for people to talk about us in a good way or a bad way.
Child, they're gonna talk about you either way, in a good and a bad way.
I'm talking,
and they're gonna probably lie too. They're gonna lie. They're gonna do a lot of little stuff along the way, you know what I'm saying? But you know, it's just all about, you know, owning your 24. You gotta own your 24. You gotta get up and do the best you can every single day, because regardless of what you're doing that day, somebody out there gonna be hating on you, as they say, and they're gonna be lying on you. But at the end of the day, you gotta do what you gotta do. Don't worry about them folks. Shoot. That's what I do. I'm all right. I'm all right over here.
We all right over here.
I'm all right over here. But I'm doing right over good. Here. I'm blessed and high, as they say, blessed and
highly favored. Okay, you know I'm a church girl. So you know I know all the lingo. Blessed and highly favored.
I didn't know what that meant, girl. But when I started getting older, I knew when people said, you know, I'd be like, how you doing? They'd be like, blessed and highly favored. And I look at them like, what you mean? Oh, I know what that means. Because there's some people out there praying for me, honey. So I'm highly favored and blessed. Even though in the midst of the storms, I'm still blessed. So yeah, that's how I'm feeling. That's going to be my response to everything that I do in life from this day forth. I'm just going to be like, how you doing? Blessed and highly favored.
That's how you know you get old. Blessed and highly favored. Oh, you're going to understand by and by.
Sweetie. By and by.
You're going to understand by and by.
Like my mama said, just keep living. Just keep living. Keep living. I didn't know what that meant either. So we done had that episode before by any of my old sayings. But
watch
do people
Twisted
really?
Tuesday on Breaking the Silence, y'all. I watch the Twisted Tuesday.
But look, when you ask somebody how they're doing, do you really want to know how they're doing, though?
No.
Like, for real, think about that. Do you really
want to know? Are you asking me personally, or do people really? Oh,
dude, I know people don't.
It depends on who it is. I ain't
not asking people how they're doing if you don't want to know their story.
That's why I don't ask. They'll be like, hey, how you doing? You expect people to just say, fine. But no, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be like, look, today has been a day. Today's been a doozy. I'm stressed.
Tired, went flat. Like, I didn't have no money to give me no food. Oh, you really want to know how I'm feeling? You did. Don't walk away.
You like Craig Mama on Friday. Okay. They call me when you get home. Okay, bye. Talk to you later.
Then a teacher not ask that question.
You won't ask no more.
They start telling you the life story. You walking away, or you sitting there acting like, well, I gotta get the home to close the refrigerator. Somebody's, I'll talk to you later.
I gotta take my fish. I gotta walk my fish. I'll call you right back.
Y'all like, know y'all okay. Do.
What? You gotta walk up. Wait a minute.
We lying.
Oh man.
Yo, we gotta have a good laugh. Y'all know y'all be doing. Y'all know y'all guilty.
Wait, I can't find my phone. Let me call you back. Wait, what? Is she on the phone? Huh? But for me, that's really a thing, because I'll be on my AirPods and I can't find my phone. So I'm gonna call you back because I need Siri to find my phone.
Sound like a robot.
Like, oh, I done walked away from the phone. I forgot.
Found my phone. You and I don't tell me that. I'm like, girl, you on the phone. Don't, stop playing with me. Just tell me you don't want to talk to me right now. Don't do that.
Like, I can't find my phone. Let me call you back. Oh, my God. Now, if she says she can't find her phone, she lying, because she don't use her AirPods. She hold her phone, y'all. If she ever tell y'all that. Now, me, I might be telling the truth, because I use my AirPods, and I can't find my phone, because I don't know where it's at. But she hold her phone. I call you back. One of these episodes, I promise we're gonna be serious the whole way through. I doubt it, but I
came
and
tried. I tried.
See, it was you this time.
You asked me how I was doing. You asked me how I was doing. It's your fault. It started with highly favored.
When you're highly favored, you just have the joy of the Lord. It's your strength.
Since and Jesus alone.
That's when you know they single. Yeah. All right.
Okay, y'all.
That's a whole nother episode. Yeah, it's hot now.
Oh, Lord, y'all. That was funny. That was a good laugh. I got my now. Okay, so y'all, we've been doing prompts. Yeah. Ooh, Lord, that was funny. That was too funny. So her prompt for the week was, list 10 things you're grateful for today and describe how they bring value to your life. See, y'all, this is the difference between Pentecostal and what she said, Catholic from the last episode, because my prompt was like a little bit more in depth. You know what I'm saying? She's just going to write them 10 things down. It should have told her to describe
it. I wrote them down, and the description as to why that I'm grateful for them is short too. I ain't gonna lie, but I did write down why. I did. I got my 10.
Okay, tell us what you got. Tell us what you got, because since it's short, tell us what you got.
All right. So I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for my mom. My mom is 76, so a lot of people don't live to see 76. So I'm just grateful every time she pick up the phone. I'm just grateful for that alone, because everybody don't have that opportunity, right? My oldest son, because he taught me about unconditional love, you know, and I was really able to know how much God loved me when I knew how much I loved him. I got it as a parent, like, wow, God really loved me. He loved me more than I love him. You know what I'm saying? So I'm grateful for him because he's taught me that. My youngest, because that's my little best friend. For those who don't know, he don't play about his mama. And he keeps me humble. And he's also taught me that God gives second chances, and he always has his hand over our lives. You know, in spite of the worst situation, he'll always bring a rainbow or a silver lining in anything that we endure, that we seem to be a bad thing. Like we were talking about with you last week. He is my good thing in the midst of something terrible that, you know, happened. You was one of my 10, because you have shown me true sisterhood, true support. I've always wanted a sister, you know, growing up, and the way that we have vibes and connected, it feels like we are literally like blood sisters. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I've always wanted that. And if I don't never get another friend, whatever, I'm good, because I've had that experience. So I'm good to go. And you number one supporter, honey. Like, I don't think if I get married, my husband won't even support me the way that you support me, baby. Because if nobody else gonna be there, Arthur, Nikki, Nicole gonna be in some comments. She gonna be somewhere. Wherever I am, she gonna be in, period. I will follow him. Yeah. That's my song on Sister Act. And then, of course, Thomas, my BFF. I know he said 10 things, but I had 10 people. Because we could be grateful about, we could break down the things, but I want to give the people their flowers. So, you know, my BFF, Thomas, that's my accountability partner. Boy, if I don't want nobody to sugarcoat nothing for me, that's the one I go to, and I'll be scared and trembling, boy, when I ask him a question, because he ain't gonna get to me right. So I'll be waiting for his answer, and then I'll peek a little bit, and I'll be like, all right, I gotta read this answer with one eye open, because I'm scared, I'm nervous. But he holds me accountable, and a lot of people don't do that. You know, we call people friends, and a lot of people enable our behavior, but he not gonna enable my behavior. And he's sensitive enough to give me the love that I need, or he'll be like, yeah, you might be. If I get all excited, but then he'll roll me back and like, chill. All right, chill. You gonna go too. You gonna go too. So I need that balance. He know when to, you know, he levels me out. My daughter, even though she's passed away, I am grateful for her and to have had that experience, to carry her, to birth her. And she is my fuel for everything that I do to make her proud. And she allows me to show up every day and be the woman that I would have wanted her to be. And to just set those examples, even if she's not here, I know she's still here. So I still move as such, you know, to create this lifestyle for her and the boys. My man, you know, he had to be on there. I'm grateful for him because he has shown me that what I thought existed truly does. And again, like with you, if I never experience anything else, I am grateful that I have experienced it. I know what it's like to have a safe space. I know what it's like to be at peace with someone. I know what it's like to just sit and do nothing, and that does everything, you know? And if it's ever taken away, I know that I've had it, and I'm fine with that. And life lessons, I'm grateful for everything that I've been through because they have allowed us to create the content that we create, the podcast episodes, the passion and the fuel that we have behind it. I'm grateful for everything that I've been through because that has catapulted me to, you know, who I am. And of course, God, because, you know, without him, none of this is possible. None of us are possible. So I'm grateful to him for all of the above and for who he is and loving me in spite of who I am.
Come on through now. Come on through now. Look, see, my people go past 10. So, and I'm lucky to have past 10. Because listen, I got 6 babies in my life by itself that I'm grateful for. So, of course, my list goes past 10. I have Cassidy. Cassidy was the first baby to come in here. And Cassidy, when I say Cassidy, is beyond smart. Beyond smart. Can hold a conversation with you. She's killing it in math at 6 years old. She gets best student of the week every single week. She's very inquisitive. And she's your helper, too, at the same time. Only 6. And she loves her TT. You better not say nothing bad about me.
She does.
You better not say nothing bad. Then I have Jayla. Jayla was next in line. I got to go in order how they came, y'all. It was Jayla. Now, Jayla started off, you know, a little slow with me. Jayla, you know, she loved me from a distance. And then, boy, when she really knew she loved me, can I come to your house? Can I come to your house every time we get on the phone? Can I come to your house? Loving her cereal, and every time you turn around, she make you laugh about something cute. As oh my gosh, she's just as cute as she want to be, y'all. And at first, she wasn't a talker, you know, she wouldn't talk for a little bit. But honey, you can't get her to shut up now.
Nope, you know, she in the room.
Oh, yeah, you can't get her to shut up now.
You know,
3 years old, 3 years old and shining. But then we got, I'm going in order, y'all. So, who came next? Jacoby came next. Jacoby, for a while, we were struggling with that relationship too. But boy, when he got in there and realized who his TT was, last time I saw him, he was like, I want to stay with you. And I didn't know he said it. Sean had to tell me that he said that. I want to stay with you. So he's just the cutest little thing, cutest little handsome little fella. But, you know, all he want to do is sit in my lap. I don't know what it is. He just wants to sit in my lap and be in the midst.
I don't know what it is about your lap. All the kids love sitting on your lap. You ain't got enough left.
I ain't got nothing to do. I got stuff to do. I can't be sitting with y'all.
But she do. She do every time.
I sure will pick him up and still be trying to work. But then we got Myer. Myer and Kobe was like a couple of months apart. First grandbaby in the world. Man, when I tell you that boy can make me move mountains.
That's my pastor, y'all.
That's pastor, y'all. That's pastor. Every last one of these kids, I'm going to tell you what their names are when I'm done. But my ear, if my ear say move, I'm like, where we going? If it's something I need to reach in my life, I don't need to write it down if my ear is included. I'm going to do it. trust me, I'm gonna make it happen. If he says do it, grandma, do it. But that's my little man. We vibe with gospel, y'all. It's to the point where this one particular gospel song that puts him to sleep and like brings him to peace, period. Play that song, he good. Then we got, who next? Gabby. That girl melts my doggone heart.
I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut on this one.
That girl runs my life. Understand me. She is worse than my ear, okay? She is the lady of the house. It ain't Sean. It's her. You want me to get rest? You go through Gabby.
Thank God for her.
I go to bed, y'all. Gabby had me to bed at 8, 9 o'clock.
Hallelujah.
For real. So I love that little girl. That little girl, just the smile that she gives. Just make my whole world worthwhile. And I would jump over valleys. I would jump over mountains. I'll do whatever I got to do to make her happy. Then we got the latest addition, Kenny. Kenny and Gabby are a few months apart, just like Maya and Kobe are a few months apart. Me and Kenny hadn't vibed yet. But just when I hold him, he's looking at me like, okay, you my TT. All right, we're going to see how this go.
It's pending.
We're pending right now. So we there. But if it came down to it, I'd move a mountain for him too. So those are my mama say, that's my daycare. That's my little daycare kids that moves me. Okay. Gotta go. I gotta say God, because God is the center of everything that we do, everything that we have going on, and none of this would be possible. But my mama, the matriarch of the family. She will be 77. Matter of fact, she's 77 now. Had a birthday in April, along with sis. And it's always a good thing to have a parent. I only have one parent. My father died when I was 15. And then I gave birth to my son at 16. So it's like I lost someone and I gained someone at the same time. But my mom, it's a blessing. Like sis said, you have to talk to my mom every day. Every day I talk to her. That's the line with me and Riri. Because she talked to her mom every day. I talk to my mom every day too. Like every day. She be like, let me call you back. I gotta call mama. Like, yeah, let me go ahead and take this time and call my mama too. We gotta talk about, you know, the day and how it went and what we up to and what we doing tomorrow. But every single day, and it seems like the day doesn't go right if I don't talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just real. It is a blessing to be able to call your mom and talk to her about anything you want to talk to. She might want to fuss about some things, you know, how moms do. They might want to fuss and tell you how to live your life. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for the suggestion. Thank you for the
suggestion. And that quickly get them off the phone. But I love her, though. I'm glad she's here. And I'm just, you got to really, really appreciate the time that you have with people. Because you really don't know when they're leaving. They're leaving old, young, in between. There's no kind of age limit on people dying now. It can be anybody. It can be, you could talk to them now and the next minute they're gone. So we have to be really careful how we treat people. Okay, I ain't going to get on the soapbox with that. So then I got my oldest son. My oldest, Nicholas. Me and Nicholas been vibing for 29 years. Almost about to be my little homie. He's the one I had when I was 16 years old. And we didn't have the closest relationship, you know, as he came up. But when he became an adult, that it seems like that's when we started really, really getting close to each other. Now, he's overprotective. Y'all want problems with him messing with me. And that's just real. He's really overprotective about his mom. He is identical when I say he's the author too, y'all. When I say that my talents, he's identical to the talents that I have. Writing, he has a book out too.
Motivation.
He loves to do he says doing motivational videos is fun. So you know that's my child. I love him to death. Then I got my youngest, Monty. Monty is identical to me when it comes to personality. She's got a good heart. She's very generous. She would do anything for anybody, literally. And sometimes to the point where I'd be like, girl, I see you all up in me. I don't want nobody to take advantage of you. And she's just that good of a person. she has the talents that I have too. They kind of identical. She was the one they called my twin. But love it to death. They were the two that pushed me when I didn't want to push myself. I mean, for real, y'all. When I was in that situation of suicide, if it wasn't for them two babies, I wouldn't be behind this mic right now. Mm-hmm. So I know they can move me. They even did it many, many times they don't even know about. But, you know, children give you the strength to keep moving. They really do. Lastly, I got two more, y'all. I don't know. I lost count, y'all, because I started off with six.
Yeah, you over.
Well, that's what, six, seven, six, the kids, eight, nine. The mama. Nine. Yeah, I did nine. That was nine, ain't it? I'm losing count. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I got two more. So I'm still going over 10.
Got a couple honorable mentions.
Yeah, I got mentions. And then I got some things, just a few things. But sis, let me tell you something. I ain't never in my entire life of living, even my childhood, met nobody like Shira Renee. When I tell y'all, we be sitting on the phone sometimes, y'all, and it be conversations, and sometimes we say things, and it be like right on point. And I'm like, I know you lying. Or something can happen in her day, and something can happen in my day, and somehow they connect to each other. And we're like, whoa, alignment, confirmation,
mm-hmm.
because it be so, y'all, it be scary at times.
Mm-hmm.
With the conversation we have sometimes, I'm telling y'all, I've never been that aligned with nobody. I've never had somebody in my life to push me, past my limits and then past my limits and then past my limits again. Because she always talking about, oh my God, you're going to have things coming from the sky. You're going to be yep. doing this. You do, 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 do. So if you got somebody constantly pump you like that, you're going to eventually do it, right?
Yep.
So I am mm-hmm. beyond grateful, even though this union came from several branches. Look at Alexa. Look at Alexa. This came from
I'm with you, girl.
So told me to unplug her. But this came from other limbs in our life, y'all. We were the roots that were left, not the branches. We were the roots. And there were several branches that ventured off, and then it was us. And we're still hanging. Like, it's just crazy. I feel like every person that was connected to this connection was for the purpose of us being connected. I'm going to forever say that because it's just weird because we wasn't connected in the beginning.
Yeah. But
I appreciate you, sis. I ain't going nowhere. And whoever you decide to marry in this lifetime, I'm putting my tux on, and I'm going to be the one. Me and your dad going to have to, you know, share that. You know, we're going to have to share that little part going down the aisle. So just let him know that, okay?
That's if I have a wedding. We can talk about that later.
Either way, I'm going to be at the courthouse. Somebody house, Willie Earl in them house, whoever house you have.
Listen, now we having commitment ceremonies without even being married. So that's a whole okay. other, you know, that blew my mind. That's a whole nother episode. That's a Twisted Tuesday. We going to talk about that.
I been meant to ask you about that. When I saw that post, I was like, what's she talking about? Commitment? What is a commitment ceremony?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? What are they doing?
Oh, okay. So real quick, I was watching this show. The show was Married at First Sight. And the premise of the show is these people sign up for this experiment and they sign up to be married, and you don't meet your fiance until the day of the wedding, right? So to make a long story short, this particular bride, her and her husband did not make it. So it's a legally binding marriage. So after the reunion and all that stuff, they go through the divorce process, whatever the case may be. So in the midst of them going through the divorce process, if she finds somebody that she used to go to school with or somebody from her past, whatever, they go out on a date, reconnect. They find themselves both in a situation going through like separation, going through divorce, and they just get together and fall in love and whatever. So she's still technically not divorced. So what her and the new guy decided to do was have a commitment ceremony. She got a dress. They had rings. They had a pastor. And she's doing all of this stuff with him. People came to it's like the pastor was one of the experts on the show. So he knows you still married. The people that came here know you still married. And he just got a divorce. The ink ain't even dry on the paperwork. Y'all sure this can't be real life. And I Googled it, and it really is a thing. Commitment ceremonies are non-legally binding ceremonies versus a wedding. A wedding is legally binding. So you can do everything like a wedding, the dress, all the things. You can do all of this just without the legal ramifications, because some people feel like, oh, with the legal lease, it's just binding to the state. It's just, you know, government issued. We don't have to, those are for the people that we don't have to sign no papers to be married or whatever. So it's stuff like that, you know? And I'm just baffled. I'm like, you can't get niggas to marry you, period. Now we really, really making marriage. We just going further.
So now it's a joke now. Now it's just a joke.
Yeah, and you know how I feel about marriage. So I'm just
me
like,
too.
It's so hard to get a person to just marry you for real, legally. Now we doing this. Dating is just, it's going so far from what I'm used to. People going on these websites, they're talking about non-committal. They're non-monogamous. That's the new title now. That mean they all over the place. They ain't committing to one person. They keeping the options open. And that's the thing. They're non-monogamous. I'm like, that's a status? Wow. Oh, okay.
Lord have mercy. Well, you know, in my community.
That's why I said I'm grateful. But my man, if I never experience anything else.
You know, I'm good. In my community, we got every alphabet. So I mean, I can't judge too many folks about things. L, B, G, T, L, M, and P. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I can't say nothing.
Plus, minus, negative, division, multiplication about to be next. Brackets, we about to division. Do it all.
Yeah, I ain't going to talk about fractions. I ain't going to do it. I ain't do it. Okay, let me see. We always get off topic, y'all. My bad. I had to know about that right there. So, after sis, I have, as she say, her man, my wife. That girl there.
Ride or die.
Ride or die. Heaven and hell, because all relationships go through things. Now, y'all, ain't nothing perfect out here. I'll be the first to say there ain't nothing perfect, but it's how you come out of it too, and that's how you know sometimes you're meant to be with each other. Because if you got somebody that can put up with you and all your baggage and all your flaws and everything that you do, good or bad, and still wake up you with your breath stinking, and love you. In my sister's case, she wake up a lip gloss, y'all. But anyway.
Don't do me. I can't help it if I'm like Whitley Gilbert. She taught me well, okay?
I asked her man. I said, did she really wake up with lip gloss on her lips? He said, yeah. I said, so she one of them. They go to the bathroom. Like, you know how the ones go to the bathroom.
Listen. Okay. Don't do me. Let me do me. So she talking about waking up every day. With your breath sting, we're not doing that, okay? Because I'm getting older, right? So we pee in the middle of the night. We got to get up. When I get up to go pee, I'm mindful of my presentation. So I'm going to go to the bathroom, and I'm going to do what I got to do with the good Lord allowed to just travel out. And then I'm going to brush my teeth. I'm going to rinse my mouth out. I'm going to reapply my lip gloss, and I'm going back to bed.
Y'all, she ain't
don't get
lying,
mad at
though.
Me because I like moisturized. Look,
how I know she be up, y'all. She text me because she know I'm up.
So I'm be, like, hey, just got up to pee.
Bathroom break. You all right? Yeah.
If I don't see that green dot, I ain't gonna do it. But if I see that green dot, hey, just got up to pee.
I did not know that's what she do. She put it on. She's
trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you.
You know, we got like 10 more minutes. We ain't answer the first.
We ain't even get to no questions. We ain't though. Hey, this ain't good.
But
we
yeah,
we might have to do a part two because we ain't do no questions.
Oh Lord. But yeah, my wife is my world. I love her. And you know, I do believe, you know how they say there's a person for you. That's my person. That
I love it.
That is my person. Like, crazy part about it, we both knew when we met each other that we were each other's person. We knew
they
we was gonna marry
you
each
know,
other.
You know.
And they we did that. It too. With no plan. We did it. So yeah, that makes my life complete. There's some other people out there, you know, that I love dearly. So don't be jealous. Don't be mad. I ain't say your name because I love you. But like you said, lessons learned. I've learned a lot in 2024 that like to made me lose my mind. So lessons, and I've also learned too that just because you value something don't mean they value it. So that's going to go over somebody's head. That can be anything though. You can value your friendship with people. You can value your marriage. You can value anything in your life, but it doesn't mean that their perception is the same as yours. With meaning that you can't expect people to be you. Because humanly, you know, if you got gratitude in your life in any type of way, you may not do certain things that people do. It will blow your mind how people treat certain people or how people do things, but you still can't expect you out of them. And that was hard for me to learn because I felt like, you know, this is the human thing. People, everybody should act this way, but that's not the case. People are different and you get different flavors, you know, to each his own. But I tell you what, I've been on zero for a long time when it comes to people because you can't trust everybody and everybody ain't loyal. My mom always say, everybody ain't your friend. And I've learned that hard lesson last year that everybody ain't my friend. And it's okay. You know, you got people that's going to be in your life for seasons. You got people in your life that you're going to help across to the next side of the bridge. And then the bridge might burn down after that. But you did your part. And you got to be okay with that. So that's my 10. My 10 things. I could have went whole. That wasn't 10. That was over 10. Sorry, y'all, but I could have went a whole lot deeper. We got to get a few questions in for these people. We got to get a few questions.
Okay. So this is my prompt, so you got to ask the questions.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dang, we always forget.
Told you was going to forget. I told you.
Okay, so what are some little things that bring you joy on a daily basis? Oh, that's an easy one.
Little things. Well, we talked about a couple of them. I think we talked about it in the last episode. I don't know if it was this one or the last one. Hot water. Opening your eyes. The activities of your limbs. That's something the old folks used to say. I'm giving honor to God for the activities of my limbs and being having a sound mind and in my right mind. Okay. Those are the things that bring me joy. Hearing the birds chirp. I didn't understand the importance of that until I lost my car and I got into that car accident. I had to take the bus. And I was like, wow, these are the things you miss when you just jump in a car. You know, you don't get to see the sunrise or the sunset and you don't get to hear the birds chirping. And if they got a song, why can't we? Why can't we be joyful? You know? We have better shelter, better food. Like we are, you know, I don't want to say we are the favored species, but we are in a way. So it's like, if everything else can be grateful, why are we the ones that's given the most grateful for the least? So I try to remember those little things. I try, like I said earlier, the ability to call my mom and her being on the other side of the phone, that brings me joy on a daily basis. Seeing my son, my oldest, on Marco Polo, and we talk, and my little one talking my ear off, because when he's not talking, that's not a good day. So those things bring me joy on a daily basis. You know, those are the little things that bring me joy.
So we was having a conversation the other day, y'all, about paper towel versus tissue, right? I am grateful for paper towel. I'm always cut up. I'm grateful for paper towel because, listen, we had this debate about, you know, whether paper towel was a necessity or not. I said paper towels for bougie people. I was playing on. I was like, you, paper towel was not a necessity as long as you got tissue. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying?
Nope. It's paper towels for me. Because they could do for both. You can't use no toilet paper for paper towel activities, but you can use paper towel for toilet paper activities if you got the right kind. Okay.
Yeah, she wouldn't debate on that though, y'all. But I'm thankful for paper towel. When I can't have paper towel, I'm thankful that air is flowing through my body, because it's a lot of people that woke up today and it wasn't able to like move. They wasn't able to walk. I'm grateful just to be able to walk. I'm grateful to be able to see. I couldn't imagine life without being able to see, or suddenly not being able to see after seeing all those years. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for just being able to walk, for real, y'all. That's a blessing, because there's people that can't walk. And like sis said, a mind. That what how the old folks said it was. How my mom always said. She always said, consecrate my mind. And a lot of people that think a lot and do a lot, they're the first ones to start losing their minds. So when you're that type of person that's on the go like me, I'm always thinking about something, doing something. You have to constantly pray over your mind. So I'm grateful that I'm able, because it ain't always good. Because after that concussion that I had, I finally met somebody that actually understood that. When you go through concussion, he had 8. I had 1.
Wow.
And that made me have a different appreciation for the life that I'm living, because I'm like, I had 1 and I'd be sitting around here acting like, you know, I'm going through the most, but he had 8. And sometimes I can forget things, and I don't think people forgive me for that, but I can forget things or have a slow moment, you know, like literally a slow moment, not because I'm just slow, but because I just really be having a slow moment. So
I call them blind moments.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but, you know, just to be able to remember things sometimes and be able to communicate effectively, that's a blessing in itself. Being able to see my children, even though they're grown folks, you know, grown folks don't see by their parents like their grown folks don't do, right? So just being able to see my grown kids, being able to be around my grandson, being able to be around my nieces and nephews, talking to my mom every day, because not many people can say they got their mom around. My mom leave, that's it for me. I won't have not one living parent or a living grandparent. That's it. Never met my dad's parents. And my mom's parents died when I was young. I was like maybe like early time into my adulthood. So I have no grandparents, no parents. So I appreciate that relationship and being able to talk to her every day. I appreciate the little things like hot water, Wi-Fi, food to put in my belly. It's so many things that I can say I'm grateful for on a daily basis. I'm just glad to be here. That's it. That's it. Right. So we're going to get another question in. Or what we doing? What we doing? We doing part 2.
I want to end on what you just said, because I looked up the definition of...
Here she go. I knew she was doing it.
Consecrate. And consecrate means to make or declare sacred. To make or declare sacred, to set apart to the service of God, to devote to a purpose in a very sincere manner. So to say consecrate my mind, that means set my mind apart to do what it needs to do in a sincere manner. Set my mind apart to think things, well, if it is for the service of God, right? And I love how the meaning has something to do with God. So you know that everything is attached to him and aligns to him. That means that we belong to him. So set my mind to think of the things of you, you know, to be mindful, to be a good steward, to be grateful and thankful for the little things. Help me to remember the people that we are listing. Help us to remember why we're doing these podcasts. Help us to remember just who we are and whose we are. So I just want people to understand that this episode, if you don't remember anything else, this episode, allow this episode to help you get back to consecrating your mind on the little things, because if you're not a good steward over what you have in the little things, God is not going to bless you with anything greater. We talked about last episode, short-term goals versus long-term goals. The little things are the short-term goals. In order for you to get anything else of longevity, you have to be a good steward over what you have, what you're given. If you're not a good steward over a seed, it won't grow into anything. If you don't water it, you don't fertilize it, you don't do whatever it is that it gives it, give it sun, whatever it is that you need to help that seed grow, it won't grow. So we have to be better stewards over who we are given and the time that we have, because that's given to us too. We don't know how much of it is given to us, but we do know that we are given it, right? So just be mindful, man, that this is owning our journeys. We talked about that last week. This is our journey, and to be grateful for each and every day that you are allowed to get up, and be grateful who's riding and enduring the journey with you, because you don't have to have children. You don't have to have moms, like, you know, you don't have to have spouses. These people are a gift. So be a good steward and just be grateful.
Period. Talking about me Pentecostal though. Y'all had to say it. I'm sorry. That was a running joke for the last episode. I had to use that. So we're gonna do one more question, or we just gonna end on that amazing soapbox.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you, you know, end and tell the people, you know, you gotta do a soapbox. You know, Arthur Nikki Nicole gotta do a soapbox. And then that's it, man. I try to tell you, I try to get the people from 30 to 45 minutes, but we always seem to hit that 50, 60 and minute mark. I love a good 60 minute episode. You know me. We do on the Blemish Beauty. We do an hour, baby, but people's butts.
No, you don't. Not with me.
That's what I heard. Y'all get tired.
Not with me. You try to cut me short. You try to cut me short to like 45 minutes.
That's the breaking of silence.
Girl, I'm trying to do
you over there. 30 minutes.
I said, no, we're not doing that.
Twisted Tuesdays is 20 minutes.
Okay. But if I got you,
oh, no, you ain't doing no 20 minutes with me. That's hard.
Thomas Langley.
That's rough, man.
And sis,
that's your fault, because you be having the good topics. I can't wrap that up in 20 minutes. I can't do that.
I be sitting there, y'all, like,
I ain't that quick. They be so good. I just be like, I can't. I don't know how they do it.
We
getting better. We gonna try to get better.
Nah, y'all get passionate. We be up there about 45
minutes.
Yeah,
man, because we be wanting the people to just to get it, man. But you know, people's attention span ain't what it used to be. Everybody,
and the crazy part, I tell y'all. I tell
they
y'all,
used to
listen.
TikTok generation, this 5 second, man, they ain't got time for it. But I got
tell
time.
Them. I said we gonna be up here for 20 minutes. Mm-mm. I'm looking up at the thing. I said, "Are you lying?" 35 minutes, not 45 minutes. I'll be like, "Yeah, this has been a great conversation. I hope that y'all have enjoyed this twist. You had to throw them off the stage, y'all. Thank y'all. You know, y'all go and let everybody know where to follow y'all. That's why I got to do this. That's a shame.
Yeah." That's how we do it. Come on, but we grateful. We grateful for the opportunities. Bring it back around so we can close these doors.
Oh, Lord. Okay,
the doors of the church are now open. May the Lord watch
between you and me.
Yes, while we're absent,
one from another.
Amen. Amen. And amen again. This has been another episode of the Preparation Podcast.
I cannot. Let me talk to these people a minute. So look, literally got a minute too. So listen, y'all. Know that gratitude is everything. Everything. We have to show how grateful we are for not the big things, but the, the big, the small things too, because they matter. The small things is how we get to the big things. So be grateful for the people that you have in your surroundings, because those people in your surroundings are moving your world in some type of way, I'm sure. And not only that, be careful with your time. I'm going to always say that. Be careful with your time. Use your time wisely in your life, because it's like sis says, person she was talking to literally was just a moment, and then next moment they were gone. They were in a gasket. So there's everybody has a time on their lives, but we don't know the time limit on our lives. We don't know when God's going to say, you know what, all right, servant, you know, job well done. We don't know. So we have to start really moving like it's our last day. It's our last hour. It's our last minute. It's our last second, because we really don't know. I've never known nobody to live for this moment and then know they're going the next minute, right? So you living and then boom, you gone. So just honor your time. Take care of your time. Take care of the people that you love. Show them that you love them, because there's nothing more in this world than showing somebody that you love them. You can tell a person all day long you love them. That don't mean you mean it. So start showing people that you really love them. That can be something as simple as calling them on the phone and saying, how you doing? Do you know how you doing feels to somebody that wants somebody to listen to them? Call people and check up on them. Them strong people be weak sometimes too. And them weak people be wanting people to talk to too. So check on your people. That's all I got, y'all. That's all I got. This has been an amazing episode. I hope y'all have learned something. We learned something new in this episode too, y'all. She looked at the word to consecrate my mind, right? Consecrate. So y'all think about that. She said, set your mind apart, right? So yeah. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn something every time y'all come through. I'm telling you. So y'all need to put in the comments whether y'all need a part two, because we didn't get to all the questions. So if y'all want part two, comment and let us know y'all want part two. All right. That's on you, sis.
As always, we're here. Hearing healing hearts and inspiring change. See y'all next
later, week. Y'all.